Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
On today's Smart 7, landmark report on gender care raises red flags, Biden speaks out on Israel, and lots more. It's Thursday, 11th of April. It's National Pet Day, and happy birthday, Dodie Clark.
The Smart 7.
It's news, but not the news.
A landmark report on gender care for under 18s was released on Wednesday, and it found after a four-year review that children were let down by a lack of research and remarkably weak evidence. Dr. Hilary Cass says that because the issue of gender and identity has become such a complicated topic, the care available was inadequate and under-resourced.
Because of the toxicity of the debate, they've often been bypassed by local services who've been really nervous about seeing them. So they've tended to pass them straight on to the GID service.
NHS England says it's already made good progress on some of the changes recommended, including stopping the prescription of so-called puberty blockers and instead only making them available as part of future clinical trials. The report calls for the same standard of care for those who need gender care as is provided for other patients across the NHS. And Labour's Shadow Home Secretary Yvette Cooper says the report is troubling.
Well, I hope that this report really is a watershed moment for the NHS, because the report's clear. It's basically talking about evidence and not having all of this get caught up in culture wars, instead be able to just put the child at the centre.
One of the most difficult jobs in Britain must surely be Rishi Sunak's media advisor. The Prime Minister loves a photo opportunity, or the chance to make an hilarious video like his Home Alone Christmas shambles, or last week's cricket video which had cringe levels never previously observed by science. He popped up on LBC on Wednesday and started with an apology to fans of Adidas Samba trainers after wearing a pair last week with chinos and black socks.
Well, first of all, I was issuing a fulsome apology to the Samba community. But in my defence, I would say I have been wearing Adidas trainers and Zambas and others, in fact, for many, many years.
Banter out of the way, he turned to the much more serious matter of the security breach last weekend, which saw prominent MP William Ragg admit to being catfished and compromising the security of other MPs. LBC listeners wanted to know why Ragg wasn't just sacked instead of being allowed to step down of his own accord.
There are wider things happening, and he rightly apologised for what happened, and it's a good reminder to everyone, but particularly those in public life, to obviously be careful about unsolicited messages that they get, because lots of bad actors as we're seeing around the world.
The cost of living crisis has led to a dramatic increase in the levels of shoplifting across the nation, with a story last week highlighting what it called silver shoplifters, older people who apparently had been nicking slippers and packets of Werther's Original. In all seriousness, new government proposals issued on Wednesday will focus on providing better protection for shop workers as part of a broader crackdown on retail crime. The Association of Convenience Stores say that there were over 5 million incidents of theft in their shops last year, along with over 75,000 violent incidents. Now, assaulting a shop worker will become a specific criminal offence. Victim and Safeguarding Minister Laura Farris says that the legislation will target repeat offenders.
We will be protecting shop workers. We've been working very closely with the retail industry. This is to send a clear message that it will not be tolerated, and we take the safety of people doing public-facing jobs incredibly seriously.
There was no sign of any progress towards a ceasefire in Gaza on Wednesday, although Israel did announce that it had killed three sons and at least two grandchildren of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. The deaths came after an Israeli airstrike in northern Gaza, and the Hamas leader confirmed the deaths and continued his calls for an immediate ceasefire. Even as the flow of aid has increased into Gaza, it's clear that Israel continues with its plan for an assault on Rafah, despite considerable international pressure. An interview with Joe Biden for Spanish TV network Univision revealed the level of frustration American allies are feeling with Netanyahu's government.
I think what he's doing is a mistake. I don't agree with his approach. I think it's outrageous. So I'm calling for is for the Israelis to allow for the next 6-8 weeks total access to all food and medicine going into the country.
Still to come on the Smart 7. The Masters gets underway in Augusta and Conan O'Brien might surprise you right after this.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back.
Wednesday night saw the second set of the Champions League quarter-final first legs get underway. PSG welcomed Barcelona to Paris, but lost 2-3, while Atletico Madrid beat Borussia Dortmund 2-1. Thursday sees this year's Masters golf tee off at Augusta, with bad weather on the horizon as the forecast suggests rain and possible thunderstorms, which may delay things on day one. It remains one of the most prestigious tournaments in golf, and two of the men most keen to win are Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. Tiger sounds like he's hoping this could be his weekend to get his sixth Masters title, but he's not ruling out Rory.
If everything comes together, I think I can get one more. No question he'll do it at some point. Rory's too talented, too good, and he's going to be playing this event for a very long time, and he'll get it done. It's just a matter of when.
If you haven't heard Conan O'Brien's podcast, you're missing out. It's called Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, and it's so popular that it spawned a TV spin-off. The new TV show, which keeps the tradition of mentioning Conan's name as often as possible, is called Conan O'Brien Must Go. And in it, the man himself pays surprise visits to guests from the podcast. So he hops from Ireland to Norway to Thailand to Argentina, meeting all kinds of people along the way. To promote the show, which drops on April 18th, he popped up on the show he used to host The Tonight Show and shared an insane showbiz story about Prince from his time in the hot seat.
I go backstage and I'm standing there, and then you just feel a presence. It's Prince. I said, this is exciting. Are you going to play with Stevie Wonder? And he went, no, it's just a rumor. Stevie Wonder starts to play the opening to Superstition. And out of the corner of my eye, a guy has put a guitar over Prince. And he looks at me and he says, bye.
One of the year's most hotly anticipated trailers dropped in the early hours of Wednesday morning. It's the first look at The Joker, Folie à Deux. Starring Joaquin Phoenix, it's a sequel to the 2019 Joker, directed by Todd Silva, that made $1 billion at the box office and won 2 Academy Awards. So, no pressure. The sequel introduces none other than Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn, and in an unusual move, it's become a musical. It's hard to think of any other movie which has jumped so many categories, but the initial reaction has been positive, and it is due to hit cinemas in October.
We use music to make us whole, to balance the fractures within ourselves.
I'm nobody. I haven't done anything with my life like you have.
Let's get out of here.
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.